Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
I'm so glad Mum was okay yesterday, Sheila. And she sounded fine on the phone, but I just wanted to check. Yes, all right. And thanks again for our lovely prezzies. Yes, I will. Bye.
So, Mistress Elizabeth.
Nigel.
What's it to be? Your money or this steaming cup of coffee? Just how you like it.
You are a fool.
No, Lizzie. Strictly speaking, I'm a footpad.
Honestly, when are you going to stop swishing around in that cloak?
Oh, do I have to? I feel so dashing, and the children love me being no mercy, Nigel.
Not as much as you do.
True.
The thing is, I know we've had a lovely Christmas, but we have got to get on.
No.
Well, they'll be dismantling the ice rink and the market stalls on Wednesday. Mm. It's goodbye to Deck the Hall and on to the next thing.
New Year's Eve and the ball.
Mm. And then our party on Sunday.
I hadn't forgotten.
Got a lot to think about.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid No Mercy Nigel, or at least his attire, is going to have to go back in the attic.
All right. I'll put it all back tomorrow. Or Tuesday.
Nigel, tomorrow you're out hunting all day, and then it's the final panto rehearsal. And from Tuesday you've got the panto proper, and Wednesday things start up again work-wise. There won't be time.
Hmm. I suppose you're right.
Yes, funny that.
I'll do it today.
Thank you. Come here. Mm-hmm. Oh, and while you're up there, you may as well look out the Happy New Year banner and get it up over the front door.
Oh, good thinking.
Get that lazy brother of mine to help you.
Yes.
Now, at least with you wearing them, I don't keep tripping over your highwayman boots. Kenton's just dumped his on the landing.
Oh, you finished. I was coming to see when you'd be ready for breakfast.
As soon as you like, Pat. Just got to tidy up this hose.
OK, love. Do you know, this is the best present you could have given Tom, doing the milking for him.
Well, he deserves a lie-in. It is Christmas.
Yeah.
You've still got to come and do the pigs with Jazza off.
Just as well. With no milk round to do, I bet Jazza's got a monumental hangover.
Yeah, probably.
Wonder how everyone else got on. I'll have to give Clary a ring, find out how their meal went.
Oh, yeah. Nick was cooking, wasn't she?
With Clary standing over her, I think.
Yeah.
I think our day went as well as we could have hoped, don't you?
Well, then.
Well, I know you were disappointed Helen didn't stay longer.
And you weren't? I could see you were.
Well, of course, it would have been nice,
but... We hardly had any time with her on our own. Soon as Tom and Brenda left for Mike and Vicky's, she was looking at her watch.
Now, will she get some comfy if she does too much sitting around?
Oh, I know that's what she said, Pat.
OK.
She could have lain down on the sofa once Kathy and Jamie had gone. But as soon as they did, she obviously couldn't wait to go.
No, well, anyway, look, at least we didn't have a row.
No. And she liked the cot, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Oh. I don't want her putting it together herself, though.
No, no, of course not. I'll do it, if I'm allowed to.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I could do it tomorrow. Or Tuesday, while things are quiet.
Yeah, I'll give her a ring. See if we can fix a time.
Yeah, Freddie and I are going to try out his night vision binocs tonight.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, why they didn't have things like that when we were kids.
I know. Most unfair, Kenton.
Yeah, we were so deprived.
Here, give me the boots.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Of course, Lizzie would say we're just a couple of big kids now.
You mustn't let her bully you, mate.
I don't. Or if I do, I must like it. Now, can you see a banner saying Happy New Year anywhere?
Yeah, banner. Well, that doesn't narrow it down much. God, gee, there's so much blooming clutter in here.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could find a place downstairs for this pinball machine.
Oh, you and me both. Well, how many old bedsteads does one stately home need? Hey, 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 what's this?
If only I could remember where I put it when we took it down last year.
Hey, how do I look?
Oh, it's a vast improvement.
Oh, God, it's not that fresh in there. What is a diver's helmet doing in landlocked Borsetshire anyway?
I've no idea. Ah, ha, look, this could be it.
Right.
What does it say?
Steam rally this weekend.
Oh, well, that's not very festive. Let's try the other one.
Give me an H. Give me an A.
Yes! Hooray! Let's get it downstairs.
Oh, no, well, isn't up here a better place for it?
Of course not. We want people to see it.
No. And they will. They'll see it much better when we put it up on the roof.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, we have displayed things on the roof before, after all.
Yes. So we have.
Yeah, with some success.
If you mean Liz's underwear on the flagpole that time...
Oh, come on, even she saw the funny side.
In the end.
Yeah, well, she can't quibble about this. And your ball guests are going to love it.
Thanks for helping, Dad.
Oh, that's all right. I'll come out and help you feed them if you like.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, I don't mind, Tom. Oh, it's strange over Christmas, isn't it? Just the family doing all the work.
What do you mean? On this farm, it's always just the family doing all the work.
No, it's not. There's Jazza, the dairy workers, the casuals for the veg.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's quiet without all of them coming and going.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
It'll be the same at Brookfield and Home Farm. I suppose Brian notices it most.
Yeah. Seems they had a great time at Susan's party, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Jennifer was dreading it.
No. She really hit it off with Keith Horobin.
What?
They were playing that game where you pass an orange under your chin.
Jennifer and Keith?
Yeah, Mike and Vicky said she was in hysterics.
They played games?
Yep. It was Chris and Alice's idea.
Good grief.
Coffee's made, you two.
Thanks, Mum. Mince pies.
Maybe you can face one.
What do you mean, one?
You spoken to Helen yet, Pat?
Yeah, I just rang her.
Oh, good. So is tomorrow okay for doing the cot?
Look, it's cold out here. Let's go in, shall we?
Right.
Hey, have you got it, Kenton?
Yep. Well, and amazingly, we got it the right way up first time.
I can tie my end to this spike.
Okay. Hey, there's Elizabeth going to the car.
Oh, yes.
Chloe! Elizabeth! Get down, Max, get down.
She can't see us.
It's not a clue.
Oh, poor Lizzie.
Hey, you have a go.
Okay. Lizzie! Lizzie! Up here!
Oh, no, why did you tell her?
Nigel! What on earth do you think you're doing?
Can't you read? We're fixing the banner.
Bits of
How does it look? It's much better up here than over the door. Well, isn't it?
Never mind that.
Oh, come on, it looks great.
If I say it does, will you come down?
We've got to fix it properly yet.
Well, can you please hurry up and be careful?
We will! Another triumph for the combined marketing brains of Archer and Purchaser, right?
Yes, maybe. But can you please get it sorted quickly and come down before the children get ideas?
Here's your coffee, Dad.
Oh, thanks. So, what's the problem with me taking the cot round tomorrow? Thought Helen said yesterday she wasn't doing anything.
She wasn't.
In fact, she even said she might come over here, didn't she?
Yeah, but now it seems she's arranged to see Kirsty.
Oh, right. Well, that's okay. Did she suggest another time?
No, she didn't.
She doesn't want me to do it, does she?
Tony, look, I can do it.
I know you can, Tom. That's not the point.
Sorry.
So, when did she arrange this thing with Kirsty? You sure she wasn't just making it up?
No, of course not.
Really, Dad, you mustn't get paranoid.
I'm not.
Kirsty rang her last night. They fixed it up then.
Oh, I see. And what are they planning on doing? Don't tell me they're going to flog round the sales for more baby stuff.
No, apparently they're planning on going for a nice country walk.
That sounds sensible anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Tony.
It's not your fault.
Never mind, Dad. You'll see Helen tomorrow night.
Yes, we will. At Adam and Ian's do.
Maybe it'll be easier with other people around.
She won't be able to ignore me, you mean, in civilised company.
All I meant was, If you think she's avoiding you, well, she can't at a party.
She'd have thought it was easier in a crowd.
At least you'll both be in the same room. She's not going to flounce off the minute you arrive, is she?
I wouldn't be too sure.
Dad, come on, it's not Helen's style.
Tom's right, love. We just had to be patient and see her then.
Talk about blowing away the cobwebs.
Yeah, should be recommended Boxing Day exercise for everyone. Quick blast on the roof.
Can you do the door, Kenton?
Yep, I've got it. Oh, I hope Elizabeth's got the coffee on.
Yes. Hang on.
Hey, wait. No, can you not just stop like that?
Sorry, there's something stuck down here.
What, between the floorboards?
In this crack.
Whoa, that is some crack. More like a crevasse.
I can see a sort of glimmer.
Yeah. Hey. Try with this.
Ah, brilliant.
That's the great thing about Low Loxley. There's always a snail pick lying about when you need one.
I think it's coming.
Oh, careful. If this is going to be the thing that makes our fortune. All right. What is it?
It's a brooch.
Hey, well, let's have a look.
Well, it's pretty grabby.
Huh?
I wonder how long it's been down there.
Well, it's been a while since I was in the antiques business. But I'd say this is Art Deco.
Really?
Yeah, unusual too. If I could get this muck off. Yeah, that's turquoise, I think. And pearl.
Oh, my gosh, it was Mummy's.
Really?
Yes. I remember her wearing it a lot. She loved it.
Well, there you go. It's not going to make our fortune, sadly, but it's a nice piece.
I shall give it to Lizzie.
Yeah, she's really going to thank you for it, all mucky and bent.
No, not like this, silly. If only I'd found it before, I could have given it to her for Christmas.
Yeah, well, save it for next time, eh?
No, I shall give it to her for New Year.
Nige, I repeat, she's not going to thank you for it like that.
Of course not. I shall get it cleaned up and straightened.
Oh, yeah, of course you will. I mean, the fact that the shops don't even open till Wednesday, and then you've got to find a jeweller who can turn it round in 2 days.
So?
And, as Elizabeth never stops telling us, you've got the Deck the Hall people coming back to cut away all their stuff, and meanwhile, you're in the panto, and you've got a ball to prepare for. Oh, and you're having the family in half of Ambridge round here next Sunday for tea and games, by the way.
Kenton, shut up.
I'm only saying...
Well, you don't. I shall give this to Lizzie on Friday night. You see if I don't.
Ooh, that sounds horribly like a challenge.
Yes, Rick Turnip, it is.
Oh, yeah?
It wouldn't have stopped No Mercy Nigel, and it's not going to stop me.
Oh, Adam.
Hi, Brian.
I wasn't expecting to see you this early.
Well, you know how it is this close to lambing. You get a bit edgy.
Yeah, even so, I thought I was checking them over this morning. I mean, isn't Ian off today?
Oh, he was up before me.
Really?
Yeah, I left him in clouds of steam in the kitchen, cooking for tonight.
Oh, I see.
Believe me, I'm better off out of the way.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Yeah, it's the same in your mother's cooking for a party. Mind you, you've got a hard act to follow after Susan's due.
You reckon?
You weren't tempted to invite all the Horribins to yours tonight for a return match.
No, we found that idea very resistible.
They're quite a tribe. But did I hear correctly? Bert Horribin telling Ian he's got grandsons called Ronaldo and Gerard.
You did.
Ronaldo Horribin. Extraordinary.
Yeah, it could be worse. Could have been, I don't know, Terry and Rooney, Ferdinand and Fabregas.
Please. Still, I have to hand it to them. They know how to enjoy themselves.
Well, it was Alice and Chris who suggested the games.
Well, they certainly broke the ice, yeah. I mean, even your mother was forced to admit she had a good time.
Good time? She was the life and soul.
Yeah. The start of a beautiful friendship for her and Keith Horribin, I think. So, anyway, back to business. What time's our student arriving?
Well, Claire, mid-morning sometime.
Good. Time for her to get settled in before the lambing action starts.
I hope so. Mind you, have you seen that one?
Yeah, a bit restless, isn't she?
Mm.
Looks to me as if her sides are starting to cave a bit.
That's what I thought.
Well, time for me to go and see if any of my guns have arrived, I think.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Come on, can't you probably be ours yet?
Well, exactly. Just as I'm trying to get away for the party.
Hello, you.
Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, busy, isn't it?
Yeah, the hunt will be setting off soon.
Oh, you look well. I think you've expanded since I saw you.
Oh, I know I have. I feel enormous.
You don't look it, Helen. You just look blooming.
Mm.
You do. And you know, these last few weeks are when the baby needs to put on lots of weight.
Yes, don't worry, I've been eating. Mum stuffed us all on Christmas Day.
Well, it's all good food. Won't have been rubbish.
No, I know, but I'm dying for some exercise. Hated being so cooped up.
OK, well, where do you want to go? Arkwright Lake or the country park?
Oh, we've got to stay in Ambridge.
Well, no, but...
I just thought, as we've got all day, could we go a little bit further afield?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'd just like to get out of here for a bit.
Right.
So when did all this happen?
Well, Clara just arrived, so about 11-ish.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, she started straining, then the water bag was out. And it wasn't a straightforward delivery either.
No?
How many sets of twins have you seen where the lambs are tangled?
Oh, they weren't. Mm.
Presentation was no head, three legs, one of them a back leg.
I don't know. How did you manage?
Poor Claire had a bit of a baptism.
We didn't get her to sort them out.
I had a good go, but in the end, she had got smaller hands than me. I'd only seen one like it before, but I knew the only thing was to push them back in and try and sort them out inside the ewe.
Well, yes.
I got one done, but the other was still rear-facing, so I had to get Claire onto it. But in the end, out they came, both doing well.
Ah, what a morning.
Yeah, I'm just grateful it didn't happen like I thought it would, about 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, great.
Anyway, how's the shoot going?
Oh, fine, fine. No, I've just nipped back to help your mother load the picnic.
Yeah, great. I didn't even ask you, who are the guns?
Well, usual. Andrew Martin from VL, Benedict from Rodways.
Uh-huh.
Had to ask Matt, of course.
Yes.
The Ropers, father and son.
Oh, well, they'll improve the shot ratio at least.
Yes, yes. Well, quite a decent bag so far. Anyway, I must go. Your mother will wonder where I've got to.
Right. See you later. Or tonight.
Yes, and let's hope you have a less eventful afternoon.
You really ought to think about stopping for lunch, Helen.
Yes, yes, we will. Oh, this feels so good.
What was wrong with the last pub?
Oh, it was a bit grotty.
I thought it looked fine.
The car park was pretty full.
Must have been doing something right then. And surely the longer we go on, the more full everywhere's going to be. Oh, Helen.
Okay, okay. Oh. Look, there's another pub in a bit. How about that one?
Oh, it's quite a long way.
Rubbish. Half a mile at the most.
Are you sure? Oh, we could always go back to the other one.
Look, if you're hungry, Kirsty, but you're welcome to a cereal bar or an apple. I mean, I've brought plenty with me.
I'm thinking about you. You're not getting tired.
No. Oh, I feel better than I've felt for ages. It's really clearing my head.
Good. It's just that, obviously, the further we go, the further we have to walk back.
Well, I do realise that. Right. Look, we can do a circular route, come back through the woods.
Oh. Okay.
It'll be fine. Come on.
Yeah, come on through. I'm afraid Adam's still getting changed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise we were so early.
Oh, that's fine. Somebody's got to be first, eh? Here, let me give you a drink. Is punch all right for you, Pat?
Oh, thanks, Ian.
Tony?
Oh, thanks. We thought Helen would probably be one of the first.
Well, I wouldn't imagine she'll be too long. So, what did you think of the nursery now it's finished?
We hadn't seen it.
Oh, sorry. I thought that maybe over Christmas...
No.
Ah, well, no Michelangelo, but, I mean, it doesn't look too bad, I think. And the mobile looks lovely, Tony.
Oh, good.
Beautiful decorations in here, Ian. Very stylish.
Thank you. I had Joe round earlier trying to serve me a cartload of greenery, but so was Adam and I thought we had more than enough already.
Isn't it a bit late to be trying to sell kissing boughs and holly?
Well, to be fair, I mean, this was just mistletoe and he wasn't having much success with that.
Oh dear, poor Joe.
Yeah, he spent an hour on the green trying to sell it to people who'd come for the hunt and not much joy there, so... He was trying door-to-door with people he knew were having parties.
Never gives up, does he?
Yeah, well, maybe there's a lesson there.
They had a nice Christmas anyway, the Grundys. Nick made a sterling job of the cooking, apparently.
Hi. Hello. Sorry to be late for my own party. Oh, I'll get that.
Yeah, evening, Brian.
Evening.
Oh, where's Mum?
Parking the car.
Ah, right. Kirsty, Helen, hello.
Hiya.
Stick your coat on the banisters for now, Brian.
Oh, right.
Hello, Adam.
Hi. And Helen. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, good. Let me take your coats.
I'll go through, shall I? Hi, evening.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Hello. Can I offer you a drink?
You get that, Ian? I've got an armful of coats.
Sure, yeah, I'm there. Sorry, Brian, won't be a second. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Helen.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, love.
Hi.
Right, well, I think I'll get myself a drink. Tony, you're not in the punch, are you?
Well, I was, but I think I might get a beer.
Good idea.
So, how was your walk?
Lovely.
Long.
Helen?
She's exaggerating as usual. We had a lovely walk, a bit chilly, but the views were stunning.
You must be exhausted.
I'm fine. I'm just relieved she didn't give birth in a field. Anyway, I've earned a drink. Helen?
Yes, please. Elderflower, if they've got it.
Okay. Pat?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Right. Won't be long.
Honestly, Helen, you must try and take things a bit easier.
Mum.
Why don't we sit down?
Yes, okay. If it'll make you happy.
So, you're going to Oxford next week, Brian?
For the conference? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually going up on Tuesday for the pre-conference dinner.
Oh, yeah, it's John Humphreys this year, isn't it?
You should have plenty to say in the current climate.
Well, he's pretty trenchant at the best of times. And the next day looks good, too. We've got the Secretary of State in the morning, and a chap on global commodity markets in the afternoon.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, Kirsty. You trying to get the drinks?
Thanks.
You're looking very well, I must say. Very pink-cheeked.
Yeah, well, been out in the fresh air all day.
Well, it obviously suits you.
Helen's sitting down with her mum, I see.
Yeah, I think I might have to join them. My legs are going to be killing me tomorrow.
There's carpaccio of venison. So, well, sorry, that's no good for you, Helen, but there's bellinis or mini Yorkshire.
Oh, I'll have one of these, thanks.
Oh, me too.
No, this is just the warm-up. There's proper food later, but we've got to wait for people coming in from the panto rehearsal.
Oh, I gather Linda's as manic as ever.
Well, I suppose it's a big deal for her, isn't it, with Coriander and Justin here?
Yes, though Coriander had to break it to her that Oscar is unlikely to sit through the whole thing.
How old is he now?
Only 14 months.
Sorry, goodness. Well, excuse me.
Yeah, of course. What are they going to do with Oscar?
Well, Kaz says they'll take him for the start, see the famous cat, and then Justin will take him back to Ambridge Hall or put him in his buggy or something and hope he'll go to sleep. And then he's got his special audience with Sabrina at the end.
Has he?
Yes, Linda insists. Oh, sorry, Mum. I think it's starting to catch up with me.
Is that enough for you, Kirsty?
Oh, plenty, or I'll be waddling back to work.
Nonsense. Anyway, you deserve it after all that exercise.
If you say so.
I do.
Knives and forks are down the end there.
Right, well, off to you, Kirsty.
Thanks.
Ian, look, sorry, I'm going to have to head off.
What? Will you not stay for something to eat?
No, thanks. I'm full of your delicious canapé, though.
Okay, well, if you're sure.
I'm afraid so. It's been lovely.
Helen, haven't had a chance to say a proper hello yet.
Oh, Dad.
I didn't want to disturb you and your mum.
Sorry, I'm just about to go.
Oh.
I'm really tired.
I see.
Here's your coat, Helen.
Oh, thanks, Adam. Oh, Helen, sorry, I got stuck chatting. Oh, you decided to go then? Yeah, I can hardly keep my eyes open.
No. You go and get some rest.
I will. Night, Mum.
Night.
Ian, thanks for a lovely do.
Okay, bye-bye. You take care.
I will. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
I'll see you out.
Oh, thanks.
Just like I said it would be.
Tony.
Pat, it's obvious. She can hardly bear to be in the same room as me.
It's not that. She's tired out.
Very convenient.
Well, she is. They walked miles today.
Oh, maybe. I reckon she's going to be tired for the rest of her pregnancy. When I'm around, anyway.
Slipping! Jazza, you'll have to help me.
Me?
Yes, who else?
What do you have today?
Just tie this sash in a bow at the back.
This is not really macking a thing, Fallon.
But come on, Jazz. You've had enough practice getting girls out of their clothes. All you got to do is reverse the process.
I'll have a go. How's that?
Jazz, that's great. Thank you.
Anytime.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Linda says it's practically a full house.
And you know why, didn't you?
No, but you're going to tell me.
It's because of me.
You?
Aye. Ever since Linda had the good sense to give me a song, I've been spreading the word.
Oh.
That's my fan club over there.
Of course. And here was me thinking it was an ensemble piece.
What?
Never mind. But don't go and strain your voice before Friday. You've got to start us all off on Auld Lang Syne.
You know, you can count on me. I'll be there. Bagpipes, kilt, first fitting. The lot.
Oh, thanks, Jazz. I just want the pub really full, for Mum's sake. And for Sid's.
Like I say, I wouldn't let you down. I'd never let you down.
I know. It'd be a good night. All my mates, you, Alice, Chris, Tom, Brenda, Harry.
Oh, I'm really not convinced about all this makeup.
Who's a pretty boy, then?
Yeah, you wait till Lorna and Caroline get their hands on you.
It is a bit... Poor Alice Fitzwarren. She's marrying a man who's going to spend more time looking in the bathroom mirror than she does.
Oh, I'm taking this eyeliner off anyway. I look like Amy Winehouse.
Where's that idle boy, Jack? Get up on your feet.
Oh, my!
Nigel, is that you under all that slap?
Blimey, I got off lightly.
I say, did you like it? I think our makeup ladies have rather excelled themselves.
It's a good job Linda told me and Justin to get here early. We've got to be in the front row for Oscar to be able to see.
Ah, that's what I thought about little Mia. I said I'd come on and see the seats if Nick and Will picked Clary up, see, because Eddie had to be down here at 6 o'clock being in the show.
And he's, let's see. Oh, first rat henchman.
Yeah, well, he hadn't got a lot of lines, but what he has got, he has to see with menace.
Gosh. Linda does a great job, doesn't she? Getting performances out of an amateur cast every year.
Oh, she can be a hard taskmistress, though. When I was one of her seven dwarves...
You've been in the panto, have you, Joe?
Oh, I was a mainstay for years, but... I'm getting on a bit. I mostly concentrate on helping Eddie with their Christmas business enterprises.
Yes.
There's the turkeys, of course, and we did a nice line in Ollie and Mistletoe, if you be interested, young Coriander.
Oh, I...
Look who I found having a little toddle around with his daddy.
Evening, Missus.
Hello, Linda. Are you coming to Mummy, Oscar?
There you are. He's looking forward to seeing the pussycat, aren't you? That's right.
Joe was telling me...
Oh, no.
What?
There. Just come in. It's Tristram Hawkshaw.
Who?
The new director of Floss.
What?
I'm sorry. I shall have to leave Joe to explain. Suffice to say, he could be my nemesis. I must go and have a word with my cast.
Listen up, everyone. Listen up. Now, pleased as I was with yesterday's run-through...
Stagger through, man. Like, man, he's mongrel. Could do a better job. He's only got three legs.
Jazza, please. This involves you and you, Nigel.
Yes.
Now, I have a few last-minute thoughts. Right, the scene on board ship, Sausage and Nash. Nigel, your comedy walk is fine, but less of the late-night reveller from Idle Jack, please, Jazza. Court of the King of Japan... Don't forget to come right to the front of the stage for the proposal, Harry.
Yeah.
You were trailing Fallon like a lovesick puppy last night. Now, have you got that?
Yeah, got sure. It, yeah.
Good. I think those were the main points. Well, now to address the rats.
Oh, dear. She is hyper.
Robert says it's because of Tristram Hawkshaw.
Is he here?
Yeah, and she's convinced he's going to rubbish it.
Well, we'll just have to show him, shan't we?
Mm. Yeah, well, haven't you what she was talking about?
Hey, come over here, Jazza. I think I know what she means. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, you know where we're going.
Oh, we're nearly on.
Positions, please, everyone. Positions. Are you ready, Daniel? Alistair, stand by to crank the curtain. Good luck, everybody.
I've wandered these streets from temple to bow to seek a position, no matter how low. Look. Here in my purse, I haven't a penny. I've searched for a job, but no one has any. I've tried for a week, no work to be found. I must return home, to Ambridge I'm bound.
Meow.
don't understand, do we?
Oh, look! See? Pussy's turning round! Ah, oh, look, Linda. Sabrina's waving to Oscar specially.
Is she?
Oh, that's nice. She's not so bad, really.
What is he doing?
Who?
Tristram. Oh, he seems to be making notes.
Where's that idle boy, Jack? Get up on your feet! The cockerel has crowed and the boss wants to eat!
I'm up here, Mistress Sarah. I've been up here all night. The rats bit my toes and gave me a fright.
Don't lie to me, boy.
I swear on a florin.
You hit the sweets of Miss Alice Fitzwarren.
No, it was the rats they got in the cupboard.
I don't believe that. Do I look like a dullard?
Yes!
Hey. Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, you'll come back immediately.
Oh, come here, boy. They're a great double act, aren't they?
Yes, I suppose their timing is getting better.
Oh, Linda, it's perfect. Stop stressing.
It's all very well for you, Harry. You don't know about the bitter rivalry there's been in the past between me and the director of Floss.
Well, but if that was their old director and Tristram's new...
Oh, Larry Lovell will have dripped poison in his ear, don't you worry.
I really think...
Oh, look, he's still scribbling away. How dare he? He's obviously going to give me production notes.
Well, you don't need them. The production's fine as it is.
Oh, Harry, you are a comfort. Thank goodness I was able to cast you and Fallon as my young lovers.
Yeah.
So much rests on you, you know. You have such a lot to carry in the second half.
Oh, don't worry about it. Fallon and I take it very seriously. We got together last week just to run our lines.
Oh, yes, so I heard. I'm very impressed.
Mm, so there you are.
And there's nothing more you want to tell me?
What? Me and Fallon? No, nothing like that.
Oh.
But what should I do? I'm really so frantic. I can curb it no longer. I'm feeling romantic. Here she comes. Oh, dear me. It's now or never. I'll ask her if she will be mine forever.
What are you doing, Dick? Lingering out here.
Alice, there's one thing I've got to make clear. I love you. I need you. Will you please be mine?
Oh, Dick. Yes, of course. That makes everything fine.
Oh, Dick and Alice are awfully good.
Oh,
they're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, no, nothing like that. There's the best of mates, though.
Oh, well, that's often the best way.
Well done, everybody. Well done.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think we got away with it.
Oh, Harry, more than that, you and Fallon were wonderful. And Nigel, well, you had the audience in the palm of your hand.
You're very kind. And I thought my Freddie...
Oh, I was going to say, Freddie was superb.
Is there anything you wanted to say to me, Linda?
Jazza, yes, of course. I thought you took my note on the sausage and mash scene very well.
Is that it?
You were saying to me, weren't you, Linda, that the comic timing was spot on between Jack and the Dane?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, very good.
Good. We had fun, didn't we, Jazza?
Yeah, it showed. That's probably what Tristram was writing down. Notes to himself on how to do it.
Oh, don't. Do you know he rushed straight off at the end? He's probably gone straight back to Felpersham to tear it to pieces with his friends.
Look, Linda, you've got to put that little upstart out of your mind.
Aye, the audience couldn't get enough. Is that not what matters?
Well, yes, I know you're right, of course, but...
Here we are!
Oh, Cass.
Hello there.
Oh, well done, everybody. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Ah, hello, Oscar. Have you come to see my cat?
He most certainly has. Sabrina, could you...
This will be good.
Don't worry, Kaz. I've told her to stay in character throughout.
Right.
Oh, look!
Yes,
Go on, Oscar, you can stroke him.
Sabrina's really throwing herself into it.
Take plenty of pictures, won't you, Justin?
Could you imagine any of us being allowed to pull a tail like that?
Or tickle her tummy after the slap she gave Eddie.
If any of these pictures get out, that win will be the envy of every man in Ambry. I'm off to get a drink. You coming, Harry?
Yeah, in a minute.
Okay.
Here, missus, is my Eddie changed?
I'm not sure, Joe. You'll find him through there.
Oh, by the way, that Tristram Ansell.
Yes?
Your Robert collared him as he was leaving. He seems he had to dash off to do his write-up for the Echo.
What? He's reviewing my show for the Echo?
Ah, yeah. They've held things up so we could get it in time for this week's paper.
Oh. Gosh! Well, that's a compliment,
well,
I suppose.
It rather depends. An adverse review before our last night could be very damaging.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what he says.
Oh, dear.
Linda, just remind yourself why you wanted to do this panto in the first place.
Oh, I have no idea. I must have been mad.
You did it for Oscar, and he's had the most wonderful evening. Isn't that what really matters?
Yes. Yes, thank you, Nigel. Of course you're right.
You got time for some more toast, love?
No, thanks, Mum. I need to get back to the unit. Having to do 2 days sausage making back to back isn't exactly ideal.
Well, it's always the same when Christmas falls at the weekend. All those bank holidays.
Yep. But if we want to meet the New Year holiday demand, we haven't got much choice.
No, Dad's the same. You've got to catch up on getting the winter veg in and salads and stuff, of course.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks, Mum. That was great.
Good. And on top of that, he seems to have decided that this is the week to put the cows through a formal in-foot bath.
Why this week?
Well, quite.
Oh, Mum. I know he's uptight about Helen, but...
I'm worried about him, Tom. This time of year always gets him down anyway. So little daylight to get all the work done. Don't suppose you've got any time to help?
You know I would if I could, but I'm so stretched.
Yeah, I know.
I can't do anything till Friday at the earliest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shouldn't have asked.
No, of course you should. I'm worried about Dad too.
I rang Helen last night.
Oh, yeah? I hope she'd had a quiet day after that epic walk she dragged poor Kirsty on.
She spent the day tidying the shop stockroom and putting up nursery curtains.
What?
Which, as far as your father was concerned, only proved that she can't be that tired. So saying she was on Monday night was just an excuse not to talk to him.
Oh, what are we going to do with them?
I wish I knew.
Oh, that's all I need.
What?
Oh, the yard tractor won't start. I can't scrape down.
What's the matter with it?
I don't know, do I? You feel like having a look?
No, sorry, Dad. I'm late already.
You'll just have to leave it for now, Tony.
Well, I realise that, but if I can't do the yard, I can't set up the footbath, can
I? Well, sorry, Dad. I've got to go and check on Morris and then do some deliveries.
Yeah, you go.
Bye, my love.
I'll give you a ring later, Mum.
OK, thanks.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Oh, have a warm drink while you're here, anyway.
Oh, don't be silly, Pat. Got to go and get on. You can do me a flask if you like.
I saw Heather when I was dropping Freddy off. She was very complimentary about our performance last night.
Yep, she can go back up north a happy woman now she's seen the panther.
She said she's off home this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. Pip has devised some complicated arrangement whereby Ruth's driving them to the station and then Pip's driving Ruth back to get some practice in.
She's got a test next month, hasn't she?
Yeah, that's right. It's become a bit of a thing with her to pass before she turns 18.
Well, it does sometimes help to have a deadline.
Yeah.
Though perhaps not the one I've set for myself.
What's this?
Oh, it's a long story. But in short, I found an old brooch of Mummy's, which I want to have cleaned up and give to Lizzie.
Oh, that's nice. What's the problem?
I want to give it to her on Friday.
What, this Friday?
Yes. I was on the phone at 9 o'clock this morning trying to find a jeweller who was A, open, and B, would take the job on.
What, no luck?
No. I've tried every single one locally. I shall have to go further afield. Worcester, I suppose. In fact, I must get back and look online.
Hang on, Nigel. There's a guy in Felbersham.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, Shula put me onto him. I took a necklace of Ruth's once.
I've probably tried him already, David.
No, 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 you won't have. Because he's retired. He hasn't got a shop. He's got a workshop in his shed.
Oh, I see.
No, he's great. He's very good, very quick. I've got his number somewhere. If you want to give him a try.
Gosh, yes, please. I'll try anything.
There's a couple of empty sausage crates out the back, Tom, that you can take with you.
Okay, will do. I hear you spent yesterday tidying up out there.
Ugh, I can't tell Mum anything. Will you all please stop fussing about me?
You'd like it a lot less if we didn't, Helen.
No, I wouldn't. And I know it's only because you care.
Yes. Yes, we do. So, look, I've been thinking. On New Year's Eve, why don't Brenda and I collect you and take you over to Bridge Farm like we did last week?
No, I've been thinking as well. I'm not going to go.
What? Oh,
Helen. There's no way I want to stay up till midnight this year. I'd really rather be at home and go to bed by 10.
But Mum and Dad will be...
Mum will be disappointed, I know. I'm sorry. But I really feel with things as they are. I've just had about as much as I can take over Christmas. It's only going to be more of the same.
Wouldn't this be a chance to...
What? Make things up? No, Tom. No matter how many presents Dad buys for the nursery, deep down he just can't change the way he feels about my baby.
So is that why you wouldn't let him do the cot?
Tom, please. I don't want to go through this all again. I'm not coming on New Year's Eve, okay?
Okay. So when are you going to tell them?
I don't want to make a big deal of it. Can you tell them when you're next there?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Thank you.
But look, Helen...
What now?
They're going to hate the idea of you being stuck in on your own on New Year's Eve. I don't like it very much myself.
Really? I can't think of anything nicer.
Brenda and I are going to the Bull early on with everybody else. You know, Alice, Chris, Harry, Jazza, Ed and Emma. At least come and join us for a drink. And then when Brenda and I head over to Bridge Farm, you can go and tuck yourself up.
Well...
Go on, Helen. Please. It'd make me feel better anyway.
All right, then. Okay.
David, you've quite simply saved my life.
I wouldn't go that far, Nigel.
You have. Your chap can do the brooch by Friday.
Oh, well, that's great. And Elizabeth knows nothing about it?
No, and you've got to keep it a secret.
All right.
Oh, Lord, this is probably her now. I told her I was popping out for a paper that was over an hour ago.
All right, you go.
I will. Bye, and thanks again.
Bye.
Hello.
Nigel, thank goodness I've got you.
Linda, what's the matter?
A disaster. I've had Lorna on the phone.
Lorna?
Last night she noticed some rouge had got on your white wedding scene wig.
Oh, dear.
She's tried to wash it out. I could have told her what would happen. All the dressings come out of it.
So it's completely...
All the ringlets have dropped. She says it looks like dreadlocks.
Oh, dear. But, well, never mind. I can wear one of the other wigs. The green or the purple.
Nigel, don't be ridiculous. It would ruin the artistic unity of the scene.
Oh, would it?
Yes. Surely I don't have to explain the symbolic significance of the virginal wig.
No, 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 it's all right. You don't.
Oh, quite. Well, the good news is that I've sourced another wig from the wardrobe mistress at Floss. But it needs collecting, obviously.
Yes.
Well, the problem is, I'm at work, and Robert's on the Blackberry Line Santa Special with Oscar. So, as it's your wig, I wondered if I could ask you to go to Felpersham.
What? But I've just come from there.
Oh, good. You're out and about already.
No, you don't understand. I'm nearly home.
Oh.
I'll be in hot water with Lizzie as it is. I left her with the ice rink people
Nigel,
and...
Nigel, please. I'm appealing to you.
Linda, I can't.
For the sake of all your fellow cast who worked so hard, for the sake of the panto...
But isn't there anyone else who could go?
No, there isn't, Nigel. The entire artistic endeavour of this year's panto depends on you. Goodbye.
Well, when you put it like that, it's a case of turn again, Pargita, I suppose.
She doesn't want to come here, so Tom said that was the best he could do. Persuade her to go out with him and Brenda for a quick drink early on.
Huh.
Was that all you can say?
What do you want me to say, Pat? Hardly comes as a great surprise to me that Helen doesn't want to see me.
Oh, Tony. Do you think I should phone her?
No.
You don't think that's a good idea?
What's the point? Just leave it.
Yeah, but if I talk to her, I might be able to make her change her mind.
Well, I don't think so. Just leave her be. You've seen, I suppose, that I've had to put the scraper on the big tractor.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
Blimmin' nuisance.
Yeah. Have you got any more idea what's gone wrong with the yard tractor?
Well, I haven't had much time to look, have I? I've tried all the obvious things. It's not the battery or the fuel filter. But I shall have to make time if I'm going to get this foot bath done.
Well, you've got to do that, love.
Well, yes. Lest we want a foot infection in the herd.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, have you got to do it this week?
Yes, it's the perfect week. While things are still a bit quiet.
I don't seem very quiet. I've hardly seen you today.
Oh, you'll see more of me if you just leave me to get on, Pat.
OK. And you really don't think it's worth me trying to talk to Helen?
For the last time, no. Just leave it. She knows where we are if she wants us.
Well, as I predicted, Lizzie was hopping mad.
Oh, no.
No, she had every right to be, David.
Nigel, have you seen my parrot?
He was on top of the market trader's sacks last night.
Was he? Oh, no, here he is. Hello, fella.
I left her with the tail end of the German market people, the rink people, and then it appears the firm turned up a day early to set up the champagne fountain for the ball.
Oh, blimey. Can you just blame Linda?
No, because I'd already been out for ages when Linda got hold of me.
Oh.
I just about had time to race home, stuff Freddie and Lily in the car, and hurtle us all down here.
Sounds exhausting. Mm. I'm going to fix this parrot on better tonight. Last night it kept keeling over and getting caught on my earring.
Yes, I did notice.
So, what's this famous wig like now you've got it?
I didn't even look at it. I just gave it to Lorna.
Oh. Well, at least you got the brooch sorted.
True. Thanks to you. Are my bosoms straight?
Let's see. They are spectacular.
Good. Can you zip me up?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's great that he can do it by Friday.
Well, I may have the brooch, but the only question is, will I still have a wife to give it to?
Sure it won't come to that.
Are you? You know what Lizzie's like when she gets in a bad mood.
Well.
Nigel, thank you so much.
The wig's all right, is it?
It's splendid, much better than the original.
Oh, good.
It has a sort of tiered effect, which exactly mimics the layers of the dame's wedding dress.
Marvellous.
Tiered?
Yes. In fact, David, you'd better be careful when you lean in to kiss your bride at the end.
Right.
We don't want Captain Crustaceous to end up with two eye patches. Now, what was I going to do? Oh, yes. Word with Patrick about his introductory music, and then Neil about the grandfather clock. Thank you again, Nigel. You've saved the day.
It's a pleasure, Linda. Oh, well, at least I've made one woman happy.
Shall I read it to you again, Linda?
Oh, Cass, no.
Go on. You know you want me to.
Oh, well.
Review by Tristram Hawkshaw. Ambridge's Dick Whittington is feline fine.
So clever.
Veteran director Linda Snell.
Veteran.
Veteran director Linda Snell unpacks a box of treats in this year's Ambridge pantomime. Some bold casting reveals true comic talent in local landowner Nigel Pargeter, though her production and his performance never lose sight of the dame's touching vulnerability.
Yes, it's very perceptive of Tristram. Not many people see that the dame is essentially a tragic figure, victim of her own personality.
Yes.
And I do agree. Nigel is marvellous.
Oh, he is good. And that Scottish boy...
Jazza? Well, he has no trouble playing the fool. But Nigel has really thrown himself into the part. And at such a busy time of year at Lower Loxley, too.
Oh, it was good of him to help you out with that wig crisis yesterday.
Heavens, yes. I don't know what I'd have done otherwise. Oh, Oscar, what's the matter?
Oh, his shape sorter's got jammed. Here, sweetheart, let Mummy sort it out.
Would he like his drink?
Probably. Come on, darling.
Come and have some juice.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I must go down to the shop and get some supplies. We'll need them for the car this afternoon.
Here's your juice, Oscar.
Say thank you.
Oh. Oh, dear, Cass. I can't believe you're going. The time's flown.
It has, hasn't it? Oh, we'll come again soon, Linda.
That will be lovely. But I mustn't be selfish. Justin's parents want to see Oscar too.
Yes, but I'm sure they're only having their New Year's drinks party to show him off to all their friends.
Who can blame them?
So you're getting on all right? And it'll definitely be ready for me to collect tomorrow? That's marvellous. Thank you so much. Ah, yes, it is me, I'm afraid. Well, Tristan was very kind. Oh, I'm not sure if there are any tickets left.
Nigel...
Your best bet, I think, is to ring the village shop in Ambridge. They've been selling tickets there. Or the ball. Oh, you've got their number. I should give them a try. Well, good luck. And thanks. Yes, bye.
Another member of your fan club?
Gosh, not really.
So you're on ticket sales now, are you? As well as being the star of the show and Linda's assistant when it comes to chasing all over the county for replacement wigs.
Lizzie, I've said I'm sorry I don't know how many times.
Well, maybe you'd like to go and apologise to Titcomb.
Titcomb?
I've just had him ranting at me.
What about?
The ice rink people managed to run their lorries over the edge of the lawn and they've churned up where the crocuses come through.
Oh, no.
In addition to which, someone's run off with his big spanner.
Look, to be fair, Lizzie, I don't see how I could have prevented either of these things, even if I'd been here.
Well, maybe not. But you could stop making it worse by doing some work now instead of spending the morning on the phone gloating about your rave review.
I wasn't.
There's still loads to do for the ball, and I've got to sit down with Hugh today and finalise the food for Sunday. And you better put your mind to these party games we're having for the children and sort out some prizes.
Right. Yes, consider it done.
Well, as long as you don't have any urgent errands to run for Linda, of course.
Lissy, I'm all yours. Look, I'm sorry if the panto's been a bit of a trial. But I hope when you see it tonight, you'll agree that it was all worth it.
Yes, I hope so too.
Thank you very much. The compliments of the season to you and all.
Giles?
Oh, hello, young coriander.
Oh, it's chilly.
Yeah.
Is there a problem?
Yes. It goes by the name of Susan Carter.
What's happened?
Well, all I wanted to do was take my mistletoe in the shop and exchange it for a few teas.
Teas? You mean specialty teas? Tea bags?
No. Put it on the tea sales table, or the tea cozy, as it's called. Oh, you will know, will you?
Yeah.
Tees is a special Ambridge money light.
Oh, yes, your special currency. Dad did explain.
Yeah, that's right. TEA, Transition Equivalent in Ambridge or some such. There's a table in the shop where you can exchange stuff or people can pay you in tees.
But Susan wouldn't have your mistletoe.
Oh, no. Too bulky, she says. It was dropping bits all over the floor. What if somebody snipped someone in the berry? She says,
oh dear.
I'll have health and safety down on me like a ton of bricks. And after I was out early today and all, cutting it fresh so folk could have it for New Year's Eve.
Oh, what a shame. Well, what are you going to do with this all?
Well, I ain't letting it go to waste. I reckon I'll give it a ring. Get him to bring down one of the trestles he uses for the boot sales.
Set up a stall?
That's right. Right here under the awning. There's nothing Susan Carter can do about that. Not if I'm only selling for tea.
Well, good for you. I'll have some anyway.
You will?
Yes. Oh. We're off to Justin's parents this afternoon in Ealing. There's not much mistletoe there.
Oh, don't suppose there is. Yeah, well, I'll sort you out a nice big bunch, though, with plenty of berries.
Such amazing stuff, isn't it? All those myths attached to
it. Oh, that's right. It only grows on certain trees, of course.
Yes. Oh, no, I've just thought... I haven't got any teas. I've only got real money. That'd be a problem.
Read it again, Eddie.
Though I sometimes at a strain to hear the voice of Richard Thwaite as King Rat, this was more than made up for by the sometimes over-enthusiastic projection of Rat Henchman 1, Eddie Grundy, and the refined tones of Rat Henchman 2, Freddy Pargeter, an inspired piece of casting.
I still don't understand.
I mean, what's he saying? That I've got a loud voice?
I don't get that, Tristram.
Nor me.
Look what he says about me and Nigel. A dream pairing of Danny LaRue and wee Jimmy Cranky. I mean, is that supposed to be a compliment?
Yeah, search me. Yeah, I reckon he's on summit. Oh, hello, Dad.
Afternoon. How do you do, Chancellor McCreary?
Hiya.
Yeah, well, what are you sitting in the kitchen for? I thought you were going to watch that DVD.
Oh, Vicky Tucker's here, isn't she? It's her and Clary's in the front room.
Oh, what's she want?
Yeah, come to see how Clary is. Brought her a plant.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, except the first thing she says when she arrives is how great they're doing at the dairy and Clary's not to worry back.
Vicky's never been known for tact. You've only asked Ed. Anyhow, I'm away to get some kit before the night.
Yeah, final performance, eh?
Aye. I'll see you later, Eddie. Bye, Joe.
Yeah, well, you see me and all.
But you're coming again.
Oh, I am.
I'll see you later then.
Bye, Jazz.
Bye.
Are you sure you don't want to reconsider, Dad, about tonight? You could probably flog your ticket for double on the back of that Tristram's review.
No, I do not. I promised George. And I told Ed and Emma I'd save seats in the front row like I did the other night.
Suit yourself. How's the great mistletoe sale gone, any road?
Oh, not bad, not bad. But more than a point, Eddie, it's given me an idea.
Oh, here we go.
I was talking to Robert Snell's daughter. She was going on about the mystical properties of mistletoe. And
so?
And she wanted a load to take with them to Ealing.
Oh, Dad, I'm aging.
And all I'm saying is there's a market there with the Atoonies.
Well, we know that.
No. This is different. Not just bunched mistletoe.
Aye.
Then you think about it. Think about the sort that moves out to Glebelands and Grange, Spinney or them estates off the bypass. Want a taste of the country life, right? Next thing is they're trying to grow lettuces in some fancy planter. Then they get themselves an allotment so they can have a handful of their own spuds and a couple of carrots the size of your little finger. And it ain't about saving money with them. Oh, no, it's all about the good life, isn't it?
Yeah.
They wants to grow their own. So why not grow your own mistletoe?
Grow your own mistletoe?
Ah, that's right.
How's that going to work, then?
Another full house. Lizzie's managed to get in the front row, though. Good.
Aye, Joe and his favourite chair.
Yeah, Red and Emery are yet?
Aye, down front.
Oh, yeah, there's Georgie. Georgie! George, up here! Hello, yes, it's Grandad.
Hi, George.
I'm really sorry the pando's nearly over. It's been a great experience.
Yeah, we all moan about Linda, but we keep coming back for more every year, don't we?
Yeah, it's been the best fun.
Well, no wonder you've had fun, Nigel, with Lorna and Caroline fussing round you.
What? I never for a moment encouraged...
There's only room for one stud in this village, and the role's taken.
Jazza, I can assure you that I have no intention of setting myself up as a rival Casanova.
Good. You had me well worried.
I'm a one-woman man, and tomorrow Lizzie will have the proof.
Gentlemen, please, are you aware of the time?
Oh.
For only 5 minutes to go. Jazza, straighten those buckles.
Aye, aye.
Nigel, can you go and get your wig on, please?
Yes, of course, Linda.
We mustn't let Tristram's review go to our heads. Complacency is the enemy of achievement. Right. Oh, Jim. Oh, good. They managed to find you another moustache.
Oh, good old Linda. Never lets up, does she?
And so there came the happy day when Alice and Dick, I do, would say.
Now your Nigel comes on with your brother David.
Shh.
He had a frock that looks like a wedding cake.
And the famous white wig, I know.
Yes, friends, it's true. I found the man, even if I did have to go to Japan. My captain here will quit the briny to spend the rest of his life beside me. Thank you, sir.
Hang on a minute. That's you sorted.
But are you leaving me here just to be deported? What about him?
Jack, don't worry. It'll all be fine. We'll be back in London in no time. Dixterby Mill. Sorry, Boris. And we've got a big house in Waltham Forest. There'll be plenty of room for all of us friends. You too, Puss. And so our story reaches its end.
Bravo! Bravo! Well done, Nigel! Freddie, Millie, well done!
You enjoyed it then?
Oh, it was wonderful! Nigel was brilliant.
I told you he was good.
You did, and he was. Bravo, Nigel! Well done! Will you be home for lunch?
No, sorry, Bren. By the time Dad and I have set up the foot bath, I'll only have a chance for a couple of hours at the unit. Then it'll be time to get back and put the cows through the thing before milking.
Okay.
I'm still hoping that...
Oh, Tom.
Why not, Bren? Once Helen's out, she might just agree to come on to Bridge Farm tonight. Just for an hour, even.
I know you hate seeing your family like this, but Helen is not going to budge.
You never know.
I think we do. It's not going to happen. She and your dad are just stuck now, and the rest of us are going to have to put up with it.
Well, I'm not giving up. There's got to be some way to get them together.
You know something? You are lovely. I can't see Roy taking it so much to heart if I fell out big time with my dad.
I can't help it. It's making Mum and Dad so miserable. And Helen's been really hurt by it all as well. Anyway, look, sorry, I've got to go.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Oh, hi, Fallon.
Good morning.
Hey, Fallon.
Hi. How are you?
More to the point, how are you? Really enjoyed the panto.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we had some good fun.
Yeah, looked like it. And I wasn't the only one who noticed.
Sorry?
Tristram's review. What did he say about you and Harry? Something about seeing a genuine warmth between the two young leads. Everyone was saying what a lovely couple you made. Vicky's been predicting orange blossom by
Please,
the end of the
Brenda.
Year. What? Oh, come on. Are you sure you haven't got something to tell me?
Well, not what you want to hear.
What?
Though it'd be a relief to tell somebody.
Oh, go on. I'm listening.
No, I can't stop now.
Oh.
No, I've got to get back and set up the bar. But I'm not working dinner time, because I'm on tonight.
Oh, great. Come to lunch. Tom's just stood me up, so it's perfect.
Nigel, there you are. I thought you were in the ballroom.
No, I finished there, and I got Lorna supervising the balloon arch. These are the new staff rotas for January for the notice boards.
Right.
And I've emailed all the conference bookings for the week after next, their final confirmations.
Whoa, steady. I'm feeling a bit redundant here.
Come on, Lizzie, you can never be that. Anyway, I've got lost time to make up for.
Even so, there's nothing left for me to do.
There is. You've got plenty to think about for our party on Sunday.
Well, that's pretty much sorted now. I'm not very popular with Freddie and Lily, though.
Oh, why?
I'm making them sort out their bags for school.
Oh, dear. And sharpen their pencils. That always used to depress me no end.
Well, they go back on Tuesday, Nigel, and they've got Rosemary again from Wednesday.
The holidays have zoomed by.
Yes. They've had a lovely time. We all have.
I'm glad you think so.
I do. And I'm so sorry if I sulked about the panto. You were right, it was worth it. You were all brilliant.
The credit should really be Linda's. She pulled it all together. Anyway, past glory isn't that. The main thing now is to have a jolly good time tonight and on Sunday.
We will.
Yes. I do just have to pop out this afternoon.
Yes.
Only briefly.
Oh, it's just a short assignation then.
I'm sorry.
With one of your harem.
My what?
Joe was telling me all about it. Lorna and Caroline. Nigel, that's a bit greedy.
Oh, honestly, this has to come from Eddie. It's complete nonsense. I kept telling them, Lizzie.
All right, all right.
I'm a one-woman man.
Good. Well, I'm very pleased to hear it.
It's not homemade. I hope that's okay.
Oh, it looks great.
Have some bread, Fallon.
Oh, thanks.
So, you and Harry.
Oh, you don't hang about, do you?
And not when there's hot news to be had, no.
I wish there was hot news, I mean.
Go on.
You've got to keep this to yourself, Brenda, and not tell anyone, anyone at all.
Okay.
I mean it, not even Tom.
Okay, I promise. Not a soul.
Right. Well, okay. I really like Harry.
Oh.
And obviously, because we had to kiss in the panto, I'm thinking this could be the start of something.
Exactly.
Well, the first time we did the kiss in rehearsals, there was definitely something there, you know, a real... And I'm sure that he felt it too. But after that, when we did the kiss, it wasn't so... It was just a panto kiss. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I started to think, well, he just doesn't want it to be obvious in front of everyone else in the cast, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
So last week, I invited him over to run our lines, just him and me.
Good move.
I thought so, but on the night...
Oh, don't tell me you ran your lines.
We ran our lines.
Ugh.
And not even upstairs. He didn't even come up to my room. He just said, oh, down here's fine. So we sat in the corner of the bar.
How weird.
And, oh, God, this is awful. I'd got the right CD all set to play. I'd lit the aromatherapy candle and everything.
Oh, Fallon.
So I must have got it wrong. There was nothing in that kiss after all. He just wants to be mates.
But how did you get through the panto?
It was a bit of a nightmare. I mean, yeah, I had some fun with everyone else and Jazza and that. But I had to do a real head job on myself with Harry and be all cheery and just friendly with him.
It must have been awful. You weren't even better actress than I thought.
Well, I've had plenty of practice, haven't I? It seems the guys I like only ever see me as a mate. Ed and now Harry as well.
Oh, but it's such a shame. Maybe Harry's just shy. We don't know what experience he had with women before he came to Ambridge.
No, Brenda, I don't want to go there. I'm forgetting all about it.
But Fanny...
No, I'm serious. It's finished. I'm not doing any more. I'm forgetting all about it. Anything else is just too embarrassing.
On you go. Go on.
Matt and Lillian are taking your gran over about seven-ish.
There's a party at the Laurels, is there?
Oh, yeah. And Mum wants to see Jack, of course. That's it. Good girl.
Ah, all done.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
No trouble. We got there in the end.
Yeah.
Dad, talking about tonight...
Yes?
It seems such a shame for your Mum not to see Helen.
Tom...
No, listen. I had an idea. You know me and Brenda are meeting up with her early evening in the ball. Well, why don't you both come down as well?
I know. I don't think that's a very good idea.
But...
It's too complicated.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Your mother will be busy getting the food ready. She can't leave that.
There can't be that much to do. There's only the four of us eating.
Please, Tom, leave it.
Dad...
Tom, you've had my answer.
Right.
Hiya!
Hi, Brenda.
Hello. Well, I'd better get this lot milked. I still haven't managed to fix the yard tractor, you know.
No, Mum said.
Anyway, thanks for your help this afternoon.
That's okay.
Did the cows enjoy their foot spa then?
Loved it. What are you doing here?
Oh, I brought the tiramisu and a fruit salad up for tonight. Remember I said I'd do the puddings?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, Dad's just been trying to claim Mum would be too busy doing the food for tonight for them to come down and meet us for a drink early on and see Helen.
Oh, Tom.
He wasn't having any of it. Oh, I hate to say it, but it looks like I'm finally going to have to give up on this one.
You've done your best. You've tried everything.
Yeah.
Come here.
Oh, you're being very nice.
Oh, well, you know, maybe I'm just glad I've got you.
So, will I do?
Oh, Lizzie, you look stunning.
I don't know why you were so adamant I should wear this dress. I always think it's a bit plain.
Maybe. What it really needs is a brooch.
Yes, you're right. Shall I see if I can find one?
There's no need. Try this.
What's this? Oh, Nigel, that's beautiful.
It was Mummy's. Shall I pin it on for you?
Well, not yet. Let me look at it. It's gorgeous. Is it 1920s?
Art Deco, yes.
This wouldn't have something to do with your mysterious absences this week.
Oh, yes, it does, actually. I only found it on Sunday, you see.
You found it?
When Kenton and I were getting out the banner. It was stuck in a crack in the floorboards in the attic.
No.
It didn't look like it does now. It was in a bit of a sorry state. So on Wednesday, when everything started up again, I had to find a jeweller who would clean it up and sort it out in time for tonight.
Oh, Nigel. I gave you such a hard time.
I couldn't say anything, obviously.
Come here.
I was determined that you'd have it for tonight. I knew you'd wear it beautifully. I wanted you to wear it and know how much you mean to me.
Nigel, I do love you.
I love you too, Lizzie. Very much.
Even if you drive me mad sometimes.
Only sometimes.
I know you said you didn't want to give up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, if it makes you feel better.
I mean, I'm sorry it's turned into such a nightmare. Ruined your Christmas and New Year.
It hasn't.
Come on, Bran. Admit it. All this stuff with Dad and Helen's been a bit of a downer.
Look, if you want to have one last go at trying to persuade your dad to come to the pub, that is fine by me. Just don't be surprised if I book us to go away over Christmas next year.
Things have got to be better by then.
You'd hope so. What?
What's he doing? Oh, this is ridiculous.
Dad? Dad? What are you doing?
You can see what I'm doing.
It's late. It's cold. And it's New Year's Eve, for heaven's sake.
I know that. I've got to get this tractor sorted.
Please, stop. You'll make yourself ill. You must be tired out. And frozen. Why don't we give Bert a call? Ask him to come over and have a look at it in the morning.
Yeah, perhaps we should.
I'm sure he'll know what the problem is.
Yes, probably.
Look, Dad, I've spoken to Helen, and she seems to be feeling a bit better. She's even talking about going to Lower Loxley for their party on Sunday, so...
Oh, yeah.
Why not come down to the pub and see her, eh? Just for half an hour. We can wait for you to have a quick wash and change.
No, I can't do that, Tom. I'm sorry.
Well,
it would only ruin it for all of you.
Dad.
You go. Your mum and I will see you later.
Please.
No, I'm sorry. You go and have a good time. Like you say, it is New Year's Eve.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.